You're listening to SBS News.
Mr. Johnson has just 99 days to make good on his promise to deliver Brexit by October the 31st, after easily defeating Conservative rival Jeremy Hunt, winning two-thirds of the votes of about 160,000 party members across the UK. He replaces Theresa May, who announced her resignation last month after Parliament repeatedly rejected a withdrawal agreement she struck with the European Union. Beyond the issue of Brexit, Mr. Johnson says he's committed to moving the country forward for everyone.
I will take personal responsibility for the change I want to see. Never mind the backstop, the buck stops here. And I will tell you something else about my job. It is to be Prime Minister of the whole United Kingdom. And that means uniting our country, answering at last the plea of the forgotten people and the left behind towns by physically and literally renewing the ties that bind us together.
Theresa May officially handed over to Mr. Johnson, stepping down after 3 years in the job after failing to deliver Britain's exit from the EU. In her final speech, Miss May congratulated Mr. Johnson, but also took the opportunity to issue a parting shot to opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn, suggesting he follow her lead and quit his job.
But what I think we both have in common is a commitment to our constituencies. I saw that after the terrorist attack in Finsbury Park Mosque in his constituency. But perhaps I could just finish my exchange with him by saying this. As a party leader who has accepted when her time was up, perhaps the time is now for him to do the same.
Within hours of taking office, Mr. Johnson signalled his new approach by sacking around a dozen ministers, while several others announced their resignations. Mr. Johnson has appointed Sajid Javid as the country's new chancellor, one of the most senior jobs in cabinet. A former banker and ex-home secretary, Mr. Javid is the first ethnic minority politician to hold the post of chancellor of the Exchequer. Mr. Javid says there was a lot of work to do preparing the country for a post-Brexit future.
The Prime Minister has already set out some of his key priorities. That includes making sure that we leave the European Union on October the 31st and that we take advantage of the huge economic opportunities that lie ahead. So that's what I'll be focusing on. There's lots of work to do. So if you allow me, I'm going to get on with it.
Meanwhile, Dominic Raab has been named Britain's Foreign Secretary, the country's top diplomat and one of the most senior roles in government. Mr. Raab is a former Brexit secretary and also a staunch supporter of Britain's exit from the European Union. Asked if the new cabinet will unite the Conservative Party, he says Brexit remains the government's first priority.
The most important thing is to get us out of the EU by the end of October, preferably with a deal. We retain the arm of friendship extended to our EU partners and allies, but in any event, we must get some finality to this Brexit process. And I think once we've done that, and we can then unite the government and the country.
United States President Donald Trump says he's very, very happy Boris Johnson is the new Prime Minister. It was not a sentiment shared by a small group of protesters in central London. This protester says the process of electing Mr. Johnson was not representative of the views of the general population.
This man's been elected by 100,000 people, 70% of them are white males over the age of 65. They don't represent us, don't represent me, they don't represent my daughter, they don't represent this country. He's in for a no deal. He's in it for the popularity contest. It's dangerous, it's a joke.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.